We got a special guest joining us today. And first of all, Martin, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you well.
All right, he's a little bit low ceiling. We're gonna bring you up in just a bit. Now, Martin, first of all, delighted to have you on the show. Now, my two friends here in the studio, they don't know what you have done just yet. And before we talk about sort of your life and your thoughts, and I've seen you in a bunch of news stories as of late, I wondered if you would play along and see if we can make it so they can guess what it is that you've done in your lifetime that I say has affected absolutely everybody listening right now. You know, one thing that you've done that's had an impact on everybody. So if you guys want to ask Martin some questions, see if you can get quickly to what it is that he did that had a big impact on all of us.
Did you invent something?
Yes.
He says yes.
Okay, yes, he invented something.
Is the technology based?
We're doing iPad a secret. I've done that before.
Is it technology based?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah, technology based.
Is it the touchscreen?
Nope.
Good guess.
Think bigger than that.
Bigger than the touchscreen.
Yeah.
iPad.
Microprocessor.
Every one of us has one of these right now. In our pockets.
Oh, the cell phone.
He invented the cell phone.
Oh, man.
This guy, Martin Cooper, invented the cell phone, and he said,
"This is Alexander Graham Cell."
Yeah, basically, yeah. And he's done some awesome stuff. Martin is a pioneer in this industry, and just was part of all of this as everything advanced through. And I've seen some of your comments as of late, Martin. But first of all, going back to when you were starting this process to the invention of the cell phone, which now we can see has had such a profound impact on every portion of society out there. Did you think that it would get to the point where it is now, or did you think this was going to be something that not a lot of people ended up purchasing and using?
Oh, Sean, first of all, when we invented the cell phone, we're talking about 1973, November of 1972, which was really primitive times, if you think about it. That's before all of you were born, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know, there were, at that time, there were no personal computers. There was no internet. There were no microprocessors. You guys just mentioned that. There were no digital cameras. So the idea of having a cell phone, and it's kind of ludicrous to call this.
Sure.
We carry a phone because it does so many other things. But what the thing we did believe is that someday everybody would have one.
You really believed that right off the bat. You knew this was something.
Being connected. Mm-hmm. About the difference between a wired phone, where when you make a phone call, you're calling a place, right, Sean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You make a cell phone call, you're calling a person. And that difference is profound. And we the story that we told at that time is that someday when you were born, you'd be assigned a phone number. And if you didn't answer the phone, you had died.
Right. No, we're not shockingly far
close
off
enough.
So, Martin, when we see phones that people view as sort of the first cell phones, it's kind of that big gray block of a phone that you see in 80s movies and stuff. But I imagine that's not exactly what you started out with. The first cell phone that you were working on and inventing, what did it look like? Was it even bigger than that?
Look at that thing.
Oh, that's it there.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah,
it's a little blur here. I guess I should turn the blur up. But you get the idea.
Yeah, it's just the antenna on it's just fading in your background. Otherwise, we could see it.
That's huge.
So is that like the first model there?
It was the very first working cell phone.
Wow. And what was the first call that you made?
Well, we did all this, by the way, to get publicity. We were in a battle with AT&T. This is the old AT&T. You guys remember the Bell system?
Sure, yeah, yeah. Before they broke it up into the smaller company.
Yeah, my parents worked there.
That's right. You couldn't even own a telephone company at one time. And so we were in a battle with them. They wanted to have an exclusive use of the radio channels, and they wanted to be the only provider of cellular service, a monopoly. And their very vision, I called it a vision, was that this was going to be car phones.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? You know, we have been trapped in our homes, tied by this wire to our desks and kitchens, and now they're going to tie us to our cars. We just didn't believe that. And so our way of trying to get to the Congress, to the Federal Communications Commission, was to actually show them that this was possible, that it's possible to have a phone call without wires.
So much like the AC/DC battles back, you know, when electricity was becoming commonplace in the United States and around the world and stuff, you wanted to do some stunts to draw attention to this thing you invented, the cell phone. And so you make like a spectacle of it. What was the first place that you called? Who was it that was the first dial up?
I was talking to a radio reporter, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically asked our public relations people to let's do this out in the street. You know, demonstrating a cell phone sitting at a desk is not a very impressive demonstration. And so they set me up on Sixth Avenue in New York, and I'm walking along with this radio. Now some guy does. Mm-hmm. He might even look like you.
So you were doing a radio interview, and people listening to this, it must have been mind-blowing, because they're like, hold on, this person is just out walking on the street? They're not, you know, attached to the phone in the house? They don't have a cord that's connecting them? They're just remotely calling you from here? What was the reaction like? And did you have a good connection? Because God forbid you didn't have a good connection when you did this.
Well, first of all, you know, we're on the streets of New York. You know about New Yorkers, right? They're very blasé. You know, they don't pay attention to anything. And people were gawking. Because if you think about it, there were not even any cordless phones at that time.
Mm-hmm. So you were holding a very futuristic-looking device to your face. Were you getting weird looks from passersby?
Yeah. Lots of weird looks. But the when you think about the technology, you know, we did a press conference an hour or two after I made that first call. And one of the reporters at the press conference says, well, can I call my mother in Australia? And I said, well, of course we can. But the interesting thing is that the wireless part, the part is that, you know, cell phones work by radio. Everybody knows that, right?
Guys? Right. Yeah.
But the wireless part went only from the Hilton Hotel, where this press conference was, mm-hmm. across the street to where we had our cell site, our base station. So the wireless part, this was not a huge achievement of technology, but it
sure seemed like it on impact. Yeah. You know, when people mm-hmm. are seeing what's going on here. So here's the thing I'm looking at. You have this phone that you were just showing us. You, Martin Cooper, are the inventor of the cell phone. Virtually everybody across all continents right now, even people who are in abject poverty, I see homeless people with smartphones. And, you know, this just made its way around the world and absolutely changed humanity in a major, major way. You may say for good or for bad. We'll get into that in just a second. As a result of this, since you invented the cell phone, I'm just imagining this must have made you an incredibly wealthy man. Is that the case?
No, as a matter of fact, I went to work for Motorola in 1954. And the very first thing I had to do was sign a document that said that any intellectual property, any inventions, any ideas that I had belonged to the company. And in exchange for that, they gave me a dollar.
Oh, no, please.
I'm not complaining for a second, because Motorola was a fantastic company. And they let me have a sandbox for 30 years. I ended up almost at the top of the company. They took care of me, and I had great fun and did all kinds of.
Yeah, but you must have made them an insane amount of money, Martin.
To this day.
Yeah, I mean, to this very day, all this whole industry is based off of the technology that you started with. And then you sign a thing, sign of the rights way. They at least, I mean, I'm sure you worked your way up the company. You must have made your way into some wealth as a result of this.
Well, the one thing I did is marry well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
so you mentioned when we were kind of starting this story that when the first cell phone came out, there was no digital cameras yet. And now those two things are almost inseparable. Is there anything that they've done to the cell phone that's what's like the most surprising innovation in the cell phone for you looking back?
Think about it. By the way, I didn't get the names of your colleagues.
His name is C-Lane, the person who just asked that question. The other guy on the couch is Josh.
Okay, Josh. And so I forgot.
C-Lane, ask him the question.
So, okay, you mentioned when the
phone is. Just think about it. That when you pick up your phone and you want to know something, you have access to all of the knowledge in the world at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't think that's an incredible capability, I can't imagine what could be more astounding.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. Crazy to think about. I, if I was just sitting at the bar with a friend or something and we would get into an argument, I would always think about that stuff. You can get the answer right now. We all have the ability, like a supercomputer, that we can pick up and get the answer right now. And all this traces back through history to, you know, that first cell phone that brought us there. But with the good comes the bad, right? I mean, and now it must be weird for you, Martin. Let's say you go to a restaurant or something and you're sitting down and you're looking around at all the people around you. And now I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say I go into a room, 50% of the people staring at their phones.
Easily. You know?
They're looking down. They're not interacting with the world around them. Is there any part of you that thinks, oh, you know, I have some responsibility in this, or I wish it didn't go in this way?
Well, first of all, there's no doubt in my mind that the cell phone has done more positive things than negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one side of the coin. The other is that we're just at the beginning. There are so much that the cell phone can do to society, and that we're just starting now. We're just getting a handle on how to do it. I'm just learning how to work. Every time I get a new phone, it takes me months to figure out how to use it. So, and I'm supposed to be an expert. So you didn't mention it. I just wrote a book, and among the things that I talk about in the book are the things that cell phone is going to do when we finally get a handle on what the capabilities of this phone are.
Right.
As an example, education. Why would you have a teacher lecturing a bunch of students, each of whom has access to all the knowledge of the world in their hands?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole process of education is going to change. Our kids are going to be smarter than we are, which is a very good thing, because we're not, as you were just discussing a little earlier, and we still have a lot of problems, more than I'd like to talk about. Our kids are going to be a great deal smarter, and hopefully they'll have a much better world.
Right, and that also is really interesting, Martin, when you think about it in an international way, like from the perspective of people who, let's say, in the continent of Africa, where opening them to all of this information and having that access through these cell phones that traces back to you at the beginning with the first cell phone, that can change countries, that can change continents, that can change everything, just getting that access to that information. So that's a good side. But you got to know that you see people now. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I got an alert. I'm afraid to say this to you because I think you told somebody from the BBC to get a life when they were saying this, but I think my phone told me I was using it for like 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day or something. There's a lot of phone usage going on. And I mean, with the good, again, comes the bad. There's that side of things too.
Well, if you're collaborating with other people, you're exchanging ideas, you are being productive. You're making somebody's life better. Yours and others.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you mentioned Africa. There were statistics that showed that over the 20-year period, 1 billion people in Africa moved out of severe poverty, largely because of a cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 1 billion people. This is not a small thing.
That's insane. Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely next level innovation. Is there anything you see? I want to talk about your book in just a second here, Martin. We're talking to Martin Cooper, who is the inventor of the world's first cell phone. Is there anything you see now that is floating around technology-wise that you think might be the next cell phone. Like, when you started all of this, this really has run a long way and changed the whole world. But do you see anybody else creating any other new devices that you think, well, that might have the same impact or some similar impact on the world? Any other devices?
Well, think about it, Sean. The most important thing that we demonstrated was not the cell phone. It's the ability to connect a person or anything to something else instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing the cell phone is going to do, I say the cell phone, but this connectivity is, first of all, we have the ability to measure everything in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
You know about measuring your temperature, blood pressure, and all of that stuff.
Sure.
The science is becoming so profound that we can measure the start of any disease in your body. You start to get a cold, you start to get the flu, you start to get the COVID. There are sensitive sensors that we're developing that will be able to inform us you are about to get COVID.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we were talking even at the beginning of the show, Martin, we were talking about how C-Lane is using his device now to monitor his sleeping and stuff. And all these sensors that are being built into these phones, that just makes it so it goes to a completely different level from there, because it could be the key healthcare device in your life. The key healthcare thing in your life could be your phone.
Sure. Well, you know what we do now? We have a thing called annual exam, physical examination. You guys all do annual physicals, right?
Two of us do.
Yeah, working on these it. Us two, we do an annual. Sean's a slacker.
I'm working on it, Martin.
I do an annual every 5 years, whether I need it or not.
But, hey, I got to tell you, you are 93 years old, and you are as sharp as can be, and you seem to be in absolute great health, so good for you.
Well, I work at it very hard. So, part of this appearance is illusionary. I don't have any body, but I do okay.
Do you get a discount on cell phones?
I pay list price just like you do.
You know what? Here's the thing. I thought about this earlier. I was like, if Martin Cooper goes into a bar or something and starts talking to some people, and they're like, what do you do? And he goes, I invented the cell phone. Everyone's going to think he's a liar.
Mm.
No, nobody's going to believe that. Have you had that where you tell people that you invented the cell phone and they're like, get out of here?
Yeah, I do. I get that reaction. But that is the wonderful thing about the internet is if I say that to somebody, within seconds, they can verify it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point. In fact, if you look up Martin Cooper's Wikipedia page, there's a photo of him in 2007 holding that very same phone that he just showed us.
Yeah, very, very cool.
The Dynatac.
Can you?
I have to tell you something that I think is very amusing. Because, Sean, you mentioned that your colleagues there never heard of me, which, by the way, is probably true of most people in the world. But last night, I was fooling around with my new television set.
Mm-hmm.
I went on to YouTube, and I just put my name in it. And out of the first 100 things that I looked at, with just my name, was me.
Ah!
Huh.
So, as it turns out, that in the internet, I'm very famous.
All right, well, we got to wrap things up here, Martin. Martin Cooper, the inventor of the cell phone. Can you tell everybody about your book and where they can get it?
Sure. This is... I'm not promoting books at the moment, but the book is called Cutting the Cord.
Zoom is trying to bleep it out for you. Cutting the Cord, yes, is the name of the book.
I refer to the umbilical cord. But it's the only book that I've written hundreds and hundreds of articles. It's my only book, and I tried to put too many things in it, but it talks a little bit about my career. It talks about how you don't invent something important without having a whole bunch of information, steps in your career, mm-hmm. earnings that build up to that. It takes a career, and I was hoping that I could inspire other people. And then the last section of the book talks about the future,
yeah.
about the fact that the existence of the cell phone, you know, I mentioned to you about the ability to head off diseases before they happen.
Sure.
the possibility within a few generations that there will be no diseases. You know, whenever a disease starts in your body, you zap it, and people will die from walking across the street because they're watching their cell phone instead of looking.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I got to tell you, I'm inspired, Martin, and we appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much for chatting
with us. Thank
you, Martin. Martin Cooper, the inventor of the cell phone, the folks on chat who are watching along really enjoyed you, and thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Great to meet all of you. Bye-bye now.
There he goes. Oh, that was cool, man. What an interesting guy.
Nice guy.
It's so crazy to think about how profound of an impact that had.